Welcome to the Good and Bad Podcast Show. This is your host, Jeff Malice Etienne. My co-host, Jackie, who's supposed to be doing these episodes with me, will eventually get episodes done. But every episode ain't going to be her and I. You know what I mean? There's going to be episodes where it's going to be me talking shit. So if you feel like, yo, Jeff talks shit, or he rants too much, then don't click on my fucking podcast and listen to it. I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to be able to sleep. And I'm still going to do my podcast. So it's whatever. But anyways, yo, I love the fact that I can just do my podcast. Yo, it's 3:41 a.m. right now. I'm laying in my bed underneath my comforters. Yo, I got like 9 pillows stacked underneath my head. I got SportsCenter on. Yeah, I love it. Whereas before, I had to do the shit up in the living room. Sometimes it was an inconvenience. Sometimes it'd be uncomfortable. Then I was only able to do it at certain times because I'd be like, yo, if it's late, I can't do it at, you know, late because I don't want to wake people up and be quiet about it and all that stuff. So I'm glad I can just, you know, I'm just glad technology is the fucking best. So anyways, with that being said, this episode is about, you know, me asking a question, men and ladies and gentlemen, are you able to allow and watch your boyfriend or girlfriend have sex with another person? Are you into swinging? Are you a swinger? My answer for that, personally, is no. I can't do it. I've been there. I've done that. It's not for me. All right? I cannot watch my girlfriend have sex with another man or woman, for that matter. So if y'all out there thinking like, oh, yeah, you know, he could watch his girlfriend have sex with another woman and that shit turns me on, it absolutely does not turn me on. Been there, done that. I'll explain later on, you know, in this episode. All right. So the reason why I asked this is because I was having this conversation with a very good friend of mine. And she was telling me how she went to a sex party and that a friend of hers, who she, you know, be fucking, brought her to the sex party. And she was like, that this sex party was at, it was in like this big ass mansion. And it was just like couples and, you know, people who were married and stuff like that. You know, people with money. Because it's always motherfuckers with money. You know, couples with money who are all fucking weirdos. And, you know, who do all weird shit. But, and she was saying how, like, it was a big-ass mansion and all these rooms and people were just having sex with each other, switching off, just doing all that shit. You know what I mean? Walking up to, like, randoms and just having conversation and be like, yo, I want you. Let's go get it popping and shit. And I'm like, how does that turn people on? Like, how can you just watch your girlfriend or boyfriend or husband and wife and just have sex with another person? Like, and she goes, that's just some people that just turns people on. It's their wiring in their brain. All right. And she was saying, she said, all right, so like the guy that took her, he said he loved watching another guy have sex with her. And he said the reason why that is, and it turned him on. And the reason why that it did that was because seeing him doing the stuff that he was doing to her and the stuff that she was doing to him, at the end of the night, when all is said and done, he said he knew that she was going home with him and they were going to do all that stuff. Now, I can't fucking fathom or like understand. That shit blows my mind. But to me, not to me, what I say is it's not for me to understand or fathom. But that shit's fucking insane, you know. I don't know, but to each their own. Who am I to judge? I'm the last person to be judging. So I'm like, nah. I'm like, yo, that mentally fucks with me, because all that does is put mental images in my head. I can't even watch another man fucking hug. You know what I mean? Hug my girlfriend. If I don't know you, and you're hugging my girlfriend, off with your head. Yo, we fighting. And trust me, you're not going to win. You know what I mean? Let's keep it a buck. All right? It's the mental images that fuck with me. Because when I'm in a relationship, having sex with my girlfriend, that is a passionate, you know, that's passionate. You know what I'm saying? That's, not only is it passionate, not only is it personal, but, you know, I'm making love. We ain't fucking or just having sex. I have sex with, you know, you know, like if it's a booty call, a friend with a benefit. If I don't have feelings for you, then we just fucking. Then it's just me. I just want to bust a nut. And I want that orgasmic feeling. I want to come. But if I'm in a relationship, yeah, well, I'm making love to you. We're being passionate. We're being personal. This is my way of expressing how I feel about you, what I feel for you. And that is why it fucks with me. Ladies, have you ever wondered and asked yourself, why is it that when a girl cheats and she finds out, no, when a guy cheats, I'm sorry, when a guy cheats, right, and a woman finds out, you know, she's mad, she's pissed and all that stuff. But you ever notice when a woman cheats, the guy loses his mind? Do y'all know why? I bet some of y'all already know the answer to this, but I'm about to tell y'all. And anybody who wants to argue with me about this, please do so. You're more than welcome. The reason why that is because a man could cheat, right? Let me rephrase that. A man could have sex with a woman over and over and over again with no feelings involved, right? He's just doing it because he just want to come. He just wants that feeling of busting a nut, that orgasmic feeling. The moment that the sex is done and over with, he'll forget about it. It's like nothing to him, and he can keep doing that over and over again. A woman does it. It was with compassion. It was intimate. There was feelings behind it. And that's what fucks with us. All right? That's what fucks with a man. And I know with me, it's all the mental images. It's hard for me to get the mental images out of my head because I'm saying to myself, yo, I know what she likes. You know, when we make love, when we have sex or whatever, I know what she likes. Was she letting that dude do that to her? Was she doing all that stuff to him? Yo, the images alone drives me crazy. Just thinking about it now, I'm just like, I'm hot about it. Like, oh, what the fuck? But, you know, at the same time, though, it's like, it's like me, I'm an image guy, all right? So certain images I see stick with me. It's like stays in my head. And that's really what, like, you know, just messes with me. Will make me go insane. Will make me snap. And that's also what would make any other man snap. All right? Let me give y'all a perfect example why it fucks with me, okay? So about 4 or 5 years ago, I was, you know, in a relationship. And she, I know the fact that I just said 4 or 5 years, some people are going to listen to this and be like, oh, I know who he was with 4 or 5 years ago. Oops. My bad. And I really, literally do mean my bad. I'm not, saying it on some like, oh, you know, he's being a dickhead. Just, you know, really my bad, but we ain't together. She probably don't even listen to this shit. And I don't fuck with her. She don't fuck with me. So whatever. So, you know, so I was in a relationship. And somehow the conversation came up to where she told me that she liked women. She was bisexual. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I'm not interested in adding another, you know, I don't want to be a polygamist. She goes, no, not that at all. And then she was like, you ever heard of Tinder? And I was like, nah, I never heard of Tinder at all. At the time, I had never heard of it. She goes, oh, it's like this, it's a dating. I go, to the sex app? She goes, oh, it's a dating app, but, you know, people hook up on it. You want to check it out? I was like, yeah, all right, let's check it out. So she downloads the app and she gets an account. And obviously in the profile, she said she, you know, wants looking for men and women. So as you know, she's flipping through there. No, actually, no, I take that. It was women. She was looking for women, but there were women on there who were on there with their boyfriend. So they were doing it as a couple thing, you know, trying to, you know, get other people involved, you know, in their little sexual appetite. And, you know, she's swiping through the cards and we're like, oh, shit, look at her. Look at her. Yo, look, I know her. We've seen people we know, seen couples that we knew. And I was like, oh, shit. But so somehow she brings up the fact that she's never slept with a woman and she wants to experience that. And she asked me if she can. And I thought about it and I had said to myself, well, Jeff, first and foremost, at least she's asking you for permission. She could have gone behind your back and just done it. So give her credit for that. And also, you know, just give her some guidelines and some rules. You know, like, what will it hurt? She just wants to experience it, get it out of her system. So I went back to her and I was like, all right, you got permission. You could do it with one stipulation. I go, it's not going to be an ongoing thing. It's not going to be something that's going to happen more than once. And you can't do it behind my back. You have to ask me for permission first. And she says, okay, cool. So later on that week, she meets some, you know, chick on Tinder. And it was a Friday night, like after like 10 or 11 or some shit like that. I, you know, go to her place and, you know, the apartment's done up. And I said, did you do it? What you said you were going to do earlier? She with a smile on her face was like, yeah. I was like, okay. Yo, but don't give me no details. I don't want to know about it. She was like, you don't? I was like, no, I don't want no details. Cause like I said, I didn't want the images in my head. I didn't say to myself like, oh, yo, my girlfriend has sex with another woman. Yo, me and her about to have sex. And that's going to turn me on. Like, no, not at all. Not at all. So that was that. And then, so there was a time that we had a friend, right? And, this friend, a chick, I'm not going to say her name. The chick was, you know, somehow ends up back, you know, at her place. And it was after an event we went to, not a sexual event. It was like a regular like party and shit popped off. That's all I'm saying. And then, so my timeline is getting kind of fuzzy, so I don't want to drag this out, so I'm going to give y'all like cliff notes and the timelines might not match up. But not that timeline fucking matters because I'm not in court recounting a crime that I witnessed. So anyways, so I remember this one specific time, right? Her and I got into an argument. Okay. Now, after The argument lasted like 2 days. But then we literally kissed and we made up. I had to go to work and she gave me a kiss goodbye, said, I love you. I'll see you tonight. Cool. I come home. All my shit is fucking packed. And she's just like, you know, oh, I can't do this. I'm like, you can't do what? We just, what the fuck happened? What did I do? You know what I mean? And she couldn't really give me a clear explanation as to what I did. She was like basically talking about the, you know, the argument we had earlier. And I said, okay, we squashed that. You literally gave me a kiss goodbye. You know what I'm saying? Like, and said you loved me and we were good. So why, how now all of a sudden? You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I forget what she said. But anyways, she was just like, after we talked for like an hour or two, she was just like, all right, listen, let me give some time to myself to where you don't call me. You know, we don't see each other so I can figure out if I, you know, if I want to be in a relationship, if I still want to, you know, be with you. And I was like, all right, are we broken up? And she was like, we're not broken up, but, you know, just need some space, quote and unquote. And I was like, all right, cool. So I don't know. We went somewhere between 3 and 5 days where we didn't talk. And then when those 3 and 5 days was up or whatever, when we started talking again, you know, she was just like, yeah, okay, you know what? I want to be with you. But I just need you to make, you know, these specific changes. And I was like, all right, cool. So then I said, yeah, I just have one question. Did you mess with anybody or sleep with anybody when the days that we were apart? And she said, yeah. And, you know, my eyes, I was like, what? I was in shock. I was like, well, who? That chick? And she goes, yeah. The chick you met on Tinder? She goes, yep. I go, yo, I'm so fucking hurt. I'm fucking hurt. I was upset. I was pissed. I was hurt. I was disappointed. I was everything. And I was like, yo, you cheated. And she goes, no, I didn't cheat. No. And I said, yeah. She goes, no, that doesn't count as cheating because you gave me permission. And I said, I did not give you permission. I gave you permission the first time. All right. And I said, after that, you have to ask me for permission. I got to be okay with it, which is something that you were okay with and you agreed to. And she goes, yeah, okay, you're right. And I go, so you cheated. And she was like, nope. She would have fought tooth and nail saying no, she wasn't cheating, because if people know her, they know she is Miss Goody Two-Shoe, and she's one of those like want to live her life like she's a fucking angel. So she doesn't want that stain on her jacket, you know what I mean, to know that, like, you know, she cheated. She wanted to keep her record clean. It's like somebody who, you know, is a Miss Goody Two-Shoe and they get arrested for a misdemeanor, and they're gonna fight that misdemeanor because they're like, I just want to keep that misdemeanor off my record, and just, I'm going to say I didn't do it. So that way my record stays clean. That was her. So, that's what it was with that. Okay. So I'm like, yo, I'm fucking, yo, this is fucked up. And she was like, I just want to know, are you going to be able to like get over this? And I was just like, yeah, I guess I will. I never got over it. It actually fucked up, like, the relationship, you know, and I was like, and our sex life too. Because what that did was put all the mental images in my head, right? So then there were times, not all the time, I count on one hand how many times, right? That when we would go to like have sex, all the mental images of her with that woman would pop up in my head. And I would, and this is where it starts fucking with you. I would start asking, like, first I was like, is that why she started that argument with me and wanted to be apart from me from those few days? Was it because of that? Because she wanted to sleep with another woman? Yeah, I think it was because of that. And then I was like asking, like saying, yo, I know what she likes sexually, what she likes to do, and what she likes being done to her. Do you think she was doing that stuff with that woman, and that woman was doing that stuff to her? Was she making the same noises? Was she, you know, putting her body in these specific positions that I love, that I like to put her in? Was her back arched? Like, get it? You know what I'm saying? Those little detailed images fuck with you so much. It really does, to the point where it make me want to snap. I'm telling you, it does. You know what I mean? So then what it would do is, there was times that I'd get hard and then I'd get soft. Or I just wouldn't get hard at all because the thoughts in my head. And me, I'm a mental image person. Certain things that I see stick with me. It stick in my head. It sticks in my head and it fucks with me. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, one of the reasons why it's hard for me to get over, like, the death of my father, one of the reasons is all the mental images that I had the day that he passed away, and I, like, stayed in his room with him for hours before the funeral home and came and picked him up. Those mental images fuck with me. But I'll save that for another day. So, yeah, so the mental image of the sexual stuff stick with me. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically how it ruined, you know, it ruined things. And also it made me wonder, because there was a friend that I had known. I went to high school with her. She ended up becoming good friends with my girlfriend at the time. We had came from like a party, and she ends up back at my girlfriend's apartment, and shit popped off. I'll just say that much. And then I noticed how they were always getting, like, they were like closer than normal. And there was days where I'd be like, yo, what are you doing? Oh, I'm with such and such. What? And then there was one specific time I remember. She picked me up from work, and then she dropped me off, and I'm like, yo, why are you dropping me off here at your apartment? I thought we were going to get something to eat. Oh, well, now I'm going to go with such and such, because she's a masseuse, which she technically was licensed, but she wasn't working as a masseuse. But she was like, she's going to give me a massage, you know, and all this. I'll be back by like midnight, she said, or 11, some shit like that. And I just found it mad weird and strange. I'm like, why don't she just give you a massage here at your crib? Oh, she has the table. Okay, well, if you're a real masseuse, you're licensed, and you know, like you say you are, you have the table that you can carry around with you. But I found it weird, so I was like, all right, whatever. So I remember I end up falling asleep, and it ended up being like 2-3 in the morning. She comes walking in. So then that made me think, like, yo, has she been cheating behind my back with this chick? Yo, it just starts. It's like a domino effect when stuff like that happens. You know what I mean? So that's what it did. You know what I mean? You know, with that. And obviously, that ain't why we broke up. It's not, but it was a, you know what I mean? It's something that happened in a relationship. It coincides with what I'm talking about here, okay? So, no, I can't watch my girlfriend do anything with another man. Kiss, hug, none of that shit. So, that's why I've always said that I will never allow my girlfriend to sleep with another woman or another man, or we can't have threesomes, that the relationship has to just be her and I, and her and I only. Nothing else. We want to spice up our sex life. We can do it in other ways without attending sex parties or without having threesomes or without her having sex with another woman or anything like that. Fellas, don't do it. I'm telling you, you don't want to start that. It's a downward effect. It's a downward spiral. You don't want to go through those doors. So, can any of y'all relate? Can any of y'all actually let your man do that? I'm going to find a swinger. I know swingers, actually. I just want to see if they'll actually want to be able to talk about it on my, you know, on my show and get in their heads, you know, and ask them questions about shit like that. But that's why I can't do it, and I won't. Once again, relationships are meant for just two people, you and her, or her and her, or him and him. You know, never allow anybody else into that relationship. Friends, family, nothing. Period. You know what I'm saying? So, that's that. But, yo, hit me up. I want to hear what y'all think. You know what I mean? Would y'all allow, you know, your boyfriend or girlfriend to have sex with another man or woman? Would y'all have a threesome? Can y'all watch your man or woman have another sex, you know, have sex with another man or woman? You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. You can find me on Facebook. Facebook is just Jeff Etienne, JeffEtienne. And my Instagram is the gift the cursed one. TheGiftTheCursed1. All right. Hit me up in my DM and my inbox and let me know. Get back to me. And I think I'm going to start doing these podcasts more often. Like I said last episode, shit is very therapeutic. I mean, and I'm keeping them. They're not an hour long and stuff, so I think I'm going to do that. With that being said, yo, it's 4:08 a.m. Good night.